Abby Morgan's best screenplays focus on the relationship of women and power. In films such as The Iron Lady and Suffragette, she looks at the ways in which women are treated and must grapple with being part of and also outside of the power structure. Her play Splendor, directed by Barbara Damaschek, now at Aurora Theater through July 23rd, features four women in one room or hallway, watching as the world around them falls apart.
It could be anywhere. It's a made-up country. It could be Bosnia.
Tom Ross, artistic director of Aurora.
There's a British journalist, a photographer, who's there to take a photograph of the dictator, the male dictator, hanging out with his wife, her best friend, and a translator, because the photographer does not speak the language of the people.
The dictator's wife, Micheline, in a brilliant performance by Laurie Holt, is nervous because her husband was supposed to return for the photo shoot, and there seems to be violence in the part of the city where her daughter and grandson live. Her best friend, Genevieve, has arrived to keep her company.
So it's just these four people getting more and more claustrophobic and freaked out as they realize that around them the city's going up in flames and the husband's not coming back home.
They wait and wait.
It's not straightforward. It's sort of like a cubist painting in that the play reruns itself five times, but always from a slightly different perspective. And each time it gets tighter and tighter and more intense. And so you really get caught up in this world.
It's up to the audience to look at the pieces and put them in their proper place. We know Genevieve is a widow. Can we piece together how her husband died? Where is Micheline's husband? The phone keeps ringing. It's her husband, isn't it? What's going on outside? Are there riots? Is it a rebellion? Is Micheline a victim, a perpetrator, a collaborator, or an apologist? And who is the translator, really?
Every time a vase breaks, the play starts again.
Each time we learn something new about each of the four women. There are echoes of Buñuel here and drops of Memento. Micheline could be Imelda Marcos. And even though the play is a decade old, there are even hints of Melania Trump or Ivanka. Some things never change. It takes a while to sort it all out. What appears to be fact early in the play is revealed as something else later on. And some pieces don't fall together until long after Splendor has ended. On the surface, it's a puzzle play, and a good one. But underneath, just as the onion layers peel back in the work itself, it's so much more. Splendor by Abby Morgan, directed by Barbara Damaschek, plays at Aurora Theater in Berkeley through July 23rd. For more information, you can go to auroratheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.